Samuel to Solomon. Chapter 3. An Earthly King Chosen. 1. Give two proofs that the partial possession of Canaan by the Israelites was not the fulfillment of the promise. 2. If the possession of the land had been complete, would that have been a complete fulfillment of the promise? And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. 3. When the Lord brought them from Egypt, what did he promise to make of them? Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. 4. How were they governed for many years after that time? After that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years, until Samuel the prophet. 5. Who was the last of the judges? And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpeh, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. 6. In his days what did the Israelites demand? Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, you are old, and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. 7. What did the Lord say they had done in making this demand? And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. 8. Then under whose immediate authority must they have been up to this time? 9. What did the Lord say that Samuel should do? And the Lord said unto Samuel, Hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And the Lord said to Samuel, Hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, Go you every man unto his city. 10. Who was chosen as their first king? And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, Behold the man whom I spoke to you of. This same shall reign over my people. 11. By whom was Saul chosen as king over Israel? Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow about this time I will send you a man out of the land of Benjamin, and you shall anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me. 12. Had the Lord utterly rejected his people because of their rejection of him? No, this is shown by the fact that he chose their king for them. Note, there is a seeming discrepancy between Acts 13 verse 20 and 1 Kings 6 verse 1. The latter text says that Solomon began to build the temple in the 480th year after the Exode, which would not allow all 450 years of government by judges. The explanation which seems the simplest is that which connects Acts 13 verse 20 with the first part of the 17th verse of the same chapter, and regard the expression, about the space of 450 years, as explanatory of the words, and after that, thus, the God of this people of Israel chose our fathers, and about the space of 450 years after that he gave unto them judges, until Samuel the prophet. E.J. Wagoner.